You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Research has recently been released which found between 1990 and 2023, ultra-processed foods' share in New Zealand's total food and drink imports has increased from 9 to 22%. This has raised concerns, as diets high in ultra-processed foods carry an increased risk of multiple serious health conditions and can be environmentally damaging due to their high usage of plastic packaging and water and energy in production. With the country in the midst of a cost of living crisis and people becoming increasingly reliant on these cheap, convenient, but unhealthy food options, the extent of this problem could continue to grow. To discuss the research and its findings, I talked to the report's lead author, Dr. Kelly Garten. Can you give us a brief overview about what this research was about and what it found?
Sure. So our study tracked food and non-alcoholic drink imports into New Zealand over 3.5 decades, so since 1990. And what we found is that there's been a massive increase in ultra-processed foods coming into the country. So ultra-processed foods are like industrial formulations made from cheap ingredients that are extracted from whole foods and combined with additives. So they mostly contain little to no whole food at all. So this is, for example, things like soft drinks, packaged sweet and savory snacks, and ready-to-eat meals. In our study, the proportion of food and beverage imports by weight that were ultra-processed rose from about 9% in 1990 to 22% in 2023. But in terms of imports per capita, this was 16 kilos per person in 1990, which then rose to 104 kilos per person in 2023. But these products aren't very good for us. This is a concern. Dietary patterns that are high in ultra-processed foods increase our risk of developing several serious health conditions like type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, chronic kidney disease, depression, and unhealthy weight gain, as well as increasing the risk of dying early. So it's showing us that we do have a growing problem of ultra-processed foods becoming more dominant in our food system.
And the report goes into multiple potential reasons for this ultra-processed food increase. One of its focuses is on how these products are marketed, particularly towards children. Can you explain why this is problematic and what actions the government could take to restrict this sort of marketing?
Yeah, a big problem with ultra-processed foods is that they're made to be super appealing, right, in terms of flavors and textures, but also colors, shapes, and smells. And studies have shown that they have addictive properties. Companies know they can hook kids on these early, and our kids are actually bombarded with marketing for these products throughout their day, whether it's, you know, on food packaging or bus stop ads or billboards outside the dairy, ads on TV or social media. And it works. That marketing exposure definitely influences kids to consume more. So we need to be doing more to protect them. Other countries like the UK have really taken the lead on restricting unhealthy food marketing with comprehensive junk food marketing bans across all media and settings. But all we have now in New Zealand is a voluntary advertising code that research has shown to be ineffective in protecting kids from harmful marketing. So we need our government to step up and regulate this properly.
Ultra-processed foods are also said to be made to be cheap and easy, aiming for a lower income consumer base. Can you touch on how these products impact poorer communities in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably fair to say that ultra-processed food companies want to appeal to all consumers. A former CEO of Coca-Cola had this infamous quote that he said, they're competing not just with other soft drink brands, but they're competing against water. They're competing against tea, coffee, milk, and everything else that Americans consume, drinks that Americans consume in a day. So the aim is always maximum consumption. But being on limited income, especially during a cost of living crisis, does increase our reliance on cheaper, less perishable, and more convenient food. Many people have limited time. There's less intergenerational and community support these days as well, so our whole culture of eating has changed. But there's also a lot more availability and marketing in less advantaged communities. So our research, for example, in Tamaki Makaurau found that lower-income neighborhoods have more outdoor unhealthy food marketing and a higher density of fast food, takeaways, and dairies selling unhealthy ultra-processed food than more affluent ones.
The report also noted that there's been a lack of a national nutrition survey since 2008, and this means that ultra-processed food consumption data is absent in New Zealand. How important is this data, and how urgently should the government get onto this?
Yeah, it's very hard to do good food and nutrition policy when we don't have enough data. So at the moment, we have very concerning health outcomes that tells us there's an issue here. And we have other bits of data like this import study that give us a general idea of what's happening. But we do desperately need a national nutrition survey to tell us not just about ultra-processed food consumption, but whether we're getting adequate nutrition, you know, micronutrients to live healthy lives, and what interventions might be needed to improve this.
The study also notes the environmental impacts of these products. Can you go into the detrimental effects that these products can have on our environment compared to whole foods, for example?
Yeah, I think the main thing is that ultra-processed foods rely very heavily on plastic packaging. So the waste generation is a very important environmental impact. I think it's important to note that some of these products can use large amounts of water and energy in processing as well. So that would be, you know, more than minimally processed whole foods. But another point is that these products are all based on cheap, high-yield commodity crops, so like maize, soy, and palm. These crops are known to have major deforestation and biodiversity impacts where they're grown. So looking at this from a food systems perspective, you do have environmental impacts across the board.
That was University of Auckland's Senior Research Fellow, Dr. Kelly Carton, speaking to me about ultra-processed food imports increasing in New Zealand and the potential negative health outcomes that could come from this change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.